Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
What's up, pea silly listeners? It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. Now, this is the podcast where I can literally find the silly, and no matter the topic, it really does not matter. I will bring the silly to the table, even in our creepier topics. So this week is going to be fun because we are actually going to be doing a part two of last week's episode. I actually had a couple of y'all reach out to me wanting a part two of the dark side of Christmas. Now, I have to tell you, there were a few things that I was surprised about in that episode. Okay, the mistletoe thing was interesting. Had no idea that you can just, you know, that somebody was killed with it in its dark origins. If you missed that in part one, you might want to go ahead and pause this one and take a listen. Also, we're going to talk about a lip gloss line that is questionable at best. And we're going to also go ahead and talk about a woman who decided to add an extra ingredient to someone's delivery order. All coming up next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. What's going on with me, you ask? No? Well, too damn bad, I'm about to tell you. Y'all, I am international, baby. And when I say international, I'm saying my podcast analytics has shared some information with me that has made me quite giddy. All right, first of all, there are a few countries that are listening to my silly ass. Y'all, I got listeners from all kinds of places. Listen to this. Shout out to Canada. And was it Canada? I think that's how you say it. And Hamilton, what's up? How's it going, United Kingdom? Nelsie, is that, did I say that right? I probably didn't. Clevedon in the house, what's up? Yeah, I am butchering the city names. I am so sorry. Sweden is sweet on me. See what I did there? Moving on, shout out to Malmo, Sweden. Definitely said that wrong. And Visby, Sweden. What's up? Those are some of the cities that are apparently listening to me right now, which is dope. What it is, Singapore? How you doing? Australia, I see you. What's popping? Melbourne, Brisbane, ow. Hello, Ghana. Nice to see you, friend. Look like Accra stopped by. I know I said that wrong. Listen, move over, Pitbull. There's a new Mr. Worldwide in the building. Look, it's just so exciting that to have so many different countries and cultures listening to my stupid ass. This is so dope. So make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review. Keep doing what you're doing by showing your support for this podcast. That's the best way to do it. Because you were doing that, apparently my podcast is being suggested to these people. So that's awesome. Thank you so much for doing that. And if you're watching on, if you're listening on Spotify, excuse me, you can actually leave comments underneath each episode that you're listening to. So be sure to do that. All right. So coming up next, we're going to have ourselves a new Have You Heard About? Right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about Sexy Red's lip gloss line? Have you heard about that? I did not know that was a thing. Me and Wes was outside chilling, having a couple of beers, and he mentioned something about Sexy Red having a lip gloss line. Have no idea how we got to that conversation, but thank God we did, because DJ Hey Cousin, he may not be on the podcast as often as I would like, but I tell you what, the man's got great content ideas. If you're unaware of who Sexy Red is, oh God, you're very lucky. So I'm not even going to explain it. Google Sexy Red. Just Google it and let the internet do it for you. All right. So I am on the website here, northsideprincess.com. It is not the fact that Sexy Red has a lip gloss line. A lot of people have done that. It's a thing. Celebrities like to make, you know, beauty products, right? What makes this a definite Sexy Red product is the name of these, of the colors of the lip gloss. And when I tell you it's crazy, it's crazy. First of all, there's going to be some sexual things heard here. If you don't like adult conversations, then you're going to hate what she named these lip gloss. So if you're easily offended, you might want to skip ahead this segment. We're going to go ahead and start with the name of the first lip gloss here. Coochie Juice. Mm-hmm. I'll just continue. Pussy Hole Pink. Mm-hmm. Gonorrhea. And mind you, that one's green. Gonorrhea green. This is insane. Booty Hole Brown. Nut. Just nut. This is ridiculous. Blue Balls. That one's blue, obviously. Do I need to explain what the color, the nut is? Like, I feel like you got it. All right. This next one, it's in the title, so you should know it. Yellow Discharge. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget red, Sex on My Period. These are the names of her lip gloss for her line. Sexy Gloss. You can get yourself an limited edition 8-shade kit on northsideprincess.com. And it says here, Sparkle Meets Gloss. It's juicy mango flavor, that wet energy. And you can get, looks like you can get, I'm looking at it and it says, you have to click this option that says, get in my motherfucking bag, but it says MF. $100 Oh, right now it's for $70. If you would like to get yourself some nut or some yellow discharge or maybe some gonorrhea green, you know where you can find it. Oh, and it's 100% vegan and cruelty free. Ah, Sexy Red. What else can we expect? Come on. That's what she does. Oh, she getting that bag, though. All right. Do your thing, girl. Do your thing. Have you heard about the DoorDash delivery driver who decided to spray one of her customers' food with pepper spray? Yeah, literally. I remember seeing this not too long ago on my Instagram feed, and I thought about, actually, I was thinking about talking about it, but before I even could discuss it here, there came out to be some updates on what has actually happened. So last week, this is coming from the Inside Edition on Instagram, last week, DoorDash driver Courtney Stevenson was seen in a doorbell video appearing to spray something on the bag that she was delivering. Homeowner Mark Carden says his wife Mandy felt sick after eating the food at their home in Indiana. Police arrested Stevenson, and there's some footage of it here.
Do you have an idea why we're here?
Probably the thing out of Indiana.
Put your hands on your back for me. You're under arrest, okay?
This DoorDash driver has been arrested after allegedly tampering with a meal, leading to a woman falling ill. Now, after a police investigation, Courtney Stevenson has been charged with consumer product tampering and battery. However, her defense is that she was only spraying a spider, as she's terrified of the creatures.
It's crazy. If you're watching the video of this podcast, then you can see her spraying it. It's pretty clear that she was trying to be
secretive about what she was doing. But anyways, they arrested that bitch. I don't know why she thinks we're stupid, but there's no, you saw the video, okay? And also, if you saw a spider in the food, fam, all you had to do was simply walk away. You made the delivery. That spider is their problem now. That's them. They have to worry about that. If you want to tell them when the doorbell came, hey, listen, there's a spider in your bag. Good luck, bitch. That's fine. Okay, but come on. What the fuck? The fact that she was...
Oh, that thing that probably happened in Indiana, that thing?
Yeah, you mean that moment you went viral for almost poisoning someone? Yeah, that thing. Yeah, that thing. What the hell, man? I don't understand why people do shit like that. And the excuse or the reasoning she gave, which was like utter bullshit, but I would like to know exactly why and what the fuck would make you do something like that. That makes no sense. What do you get out of doing that? I don't understand. Also, now listen, okay, I've been sprayed with pepper spray before. Not because, you know, I was assaulting someone, but I was sprayed with it. Wasn't great. Eyes watering, snot coming out, drooling on myself. I almost threw up. Don't know how I didn't. Wanted to. And then I've also caught the whiff of pepper spray over the years, just like in the wild. You know, somebody sprays it, they're playing with it or whatever. I've caught that. It's not great. And it's also a very significant smell. How did this man's wife not smell that shit? It's really pungent. And also, doesn't it have like a color? I don't know. I don't know. I'm not blaming the victim. I'm literally asking, why didn't she smell that? Anyway, I'm glad that barista looking bitch has been locked up, because what she did is fucked up. So enjoy spending your time in jail, bitch. PSA, please stop fucking with people's food. You will go to jail. Weird I have to say that. Coming up next, we're going to go ahead and jump into the part two of the dark side of Christmas. There are a lot of interesting traditions that people do around the world that I did not know. Okay, the first two, we can handle that. The third one's going to piss you off. The first one's creepy. The second one's like, oh, okay. And the third one's like, what the hell? Anyways, that's next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. That was a hell of a teaser, huh? All right. I ain't gonna hold you. I was actually kind of surprised at the amount of people who reached out to me wanting a part two of the dark side of Christmas. It was two people. But I was still surprised that they reached out. That's half my audience, and one of them is in Sweden. So let's go ahead and get to it. Santa coming down the chimney. I remember, you know, hearing that lore of Santa's transportation, or I guess I should say entrance after transportation, which, by the way, a flying sled that is led by magical reindeer. One of them has a hugely bright red nose. And the fat guy that we continue to give milk and cookies is climbing down a thin chimney. And a lot of countries, fam, their chimneys are like little poles. There's a lot of Christmas magic going on here. Let's get into it. I feel like the story of Santa Claus, it's like a fucking fever dream. Well, let me tell you why Santa coming down the chimney is actually low-key creepy once you peel back the tinsel. See what I did there? Okay, listen, last week I told you guys I was going to work on the jokes. Apparently I need to. I didn't hear anybody laughing, so. All right, so back in the old days, the chimney wasn't just for smoke. It was seen as a magical doorway. See, now it's all starting to make sense, what I just said before. Mm-hmm. Ancient folklore and medieval beliefs are about to strike again in this episode, like we did last episode in this podcast. All right, let's dig into it. Folks believed at this time that spirits, ancestors, and little supernatural weirdos used it to slide between worlds. So the fireplace was basically the house's spiritual front door, if you will. And nobody's knocking. They're just coming right on in. Ain't that nice? So now enter Saint Nicholas, Santa before the glow up, right? So legend says that he used chimneys because, and here are the reasons why, and they're pretty simple. The doors were locked. Makes sense. You know what I mean? I'm locking my door. I don't care what century or decade I was in. When people say, oh, we never locked our doors or anything, I don't give a damn if you're in the middle of the forest. I don't care if you're on the edge of a cliff. I'm locking my door because someone or something can get in and they're not going to get in because I simply did not lock my door. Lock your doors. What the fuck? Sorry, that upset me. The other reason that St. Nicholas, not Santa, by the way, St. Nicholas, okay, he didn't have his Christmas magic yet, would use his chimney. The houses were poor. Let me explain. He just used a chimney because they couldn't afford a door. No, he wanted to leave gifts without being seen. You know what I mean? He didn't want to make people feel like they're getting charity. You know what I mean? He just wanted to leave a little gift like, hey, man, somebody who sees you left you this anonymously. Enjoy that. That's nice. You know what I mean? I feel like that would be very similar to like when you, I've done this before, like pay in a drive through and you pay for someone's order behind you. It feels so good. They'll never be able to actually thank you. You'll probably never see them again, which you probably didn't see them before, they're behind you, but it's just a nice little gesture. You know what I mean? It does sound kind of nice. This whole old man walking around my house while I'm asleep. It sounds nice, but when you think about it, the premise of what St. Nicholas and the Santa has done is describing exactly what burglars do when you think about it, except burglars don't usually leave you anything. They usually take shit. So, you know, retract what I just said. Moving on. So so eventually people added on the pagan winter myths where gods like Odin, remember that guy? We talked about him last episode in dealing with Norse mythology. And also last week I told you about Odin's son who got stabbed to death by mistletoe. Yeah, it was a great episode, which, by the way, update, I found out that Loki, the mischievous god that we were talking about last week, actually convinced, was Baldur's blind brother to, like, shoot an arrow at Baldur. And Baldur didn't see him, and his blind brother, obviously, you know, didn't see him. So he actually made his brother kill his twin. That's kind of fucked. Anyway, somebody who saw the episode mentioned that, so I thought I'd bring that up. Anywho, Odin, during this, again, we're talking about the chimney shit. Odin was said to fly through the night on his eight-legged horse. Eight-legged horse. That's so creepy. Oh, my God. All right, so it's like a horse spider. That is so creepy. And I think that is what freaks me out about spiders is they have too many fucking legs. If I saw a two-legged spider, two-legged? Yeah, if I saw a two-legged spider, I would not be as freaked out because it's not going to move as quickly as it does with eight legs. So I can imagine an eight-legged horse is like a giant furry spider with like a horse head. I'm overthinking this. Let's move on. So Odin had an eight-legged ass spider. I mean, damn it. Eight-legged horse. And he would ride that thing, watching people and rewarding good and punishing the bad. And sometimes the kids would leave treats for the eight-legged freak inside their boots, right? The medieval folk, now this is the thing, they saw chimneys as a supernatural passage between the earthly world and the spiritual one. Okay, kind of like Delta, first class. So apparently, witches, goblins, and ghosts, they showed up like uninvited guests through the smoke hole, if you will. That's what they used to call chimneys at one point. It's an interesting name, smoke hole. Sounds like a new name that Sexy Red should think about for her lip line, her lip gloss line. Her lip gloss Klein. Redo joke. Take two. Sounds like a name that Sexy Red should use for her lip gloss line. Nailed it. So when you think about it, it kind of boils down to a magical old man watching you all year and like slipping into your house while you're asleep. You know, just entering through a shadowy hole in your home. That's not weird. And they're like, he's like leaving gifts and vanishing without a trace. That's the childhood magic that we wanted to experience. And when you think about it, and by the way, he did all this without making a fucking sound. I remember trying to wake up like late as hell at night, hoping that I would see, you know, or I would catch Santa creeping around the house. And honestly, if I would have caught Santa creeping around, what would I have done? Yeah. And everybody was like, yeah, this is festive and safe. Let's do this. Let's let this be the thing. Apparently, holiday magic equals home invasion. They got Christmas like,
ho, ho, hold up. Who the fuck is coming down my chimney right now? Tina, go get my gun.
Nothing says happy holidays like an intruder. All right, so leaving Santa milk and cookies. Let's go ahead and talk about that. Now, this one, it sounds kind of cute on the surface. It does. But the origin actually has a please don't curse my house energy is what's going on with this. So, boom. Old ass Europe is the setting, and people believe that winter spirits and gods were outside all night during the cold months. We can't have our winter gods and spirits freezing. But in my opinion, if they're called winter spirits and or gods, then they should know what's up. You've been a god for a minute, bitch. You know it's cold outside. That's not my problem. Let's go ahead and move on. Now, at this time in old ass Europe, that's the setting, you did not want to be rude to them. See, rude equals bad luck, apparently. Okay, so bad luck could equal bad crops, bad vibes, and everybody is stressed the F out. Okay, and you don't want that. So folks, they would leave out food and drink as offerings, like milk, bread, cookies, or whatever sweets that you may have had at that time. All right. So in doing this, basically people were saying, hey, supernatural old man, please eat, relax, and don't fuck up my life. Take these free treats. I can do bad all by myself. Well, I'm a black podcaster. I have to insert something from our culture every now and then. All right. So so now you add St. Nicholas and later on Santa into the mix. And then parents are just like, well,
you know, he travels all night. He's tired. He's got to eat something.
So anyways, the kids, they started leaving snacks as a thank you. But low key, it was still like, please reward us and please do not punish us. You know what I mean? So it's not that they're giving these gods or these spirits treats because they love them. They're giving these gods and or spirits treats because they don't want bad luck or in a difficult life. That doesn't seem very fair. Sounds like us paying taxes. And the reindeer would get a little snack too. So that's nice. They would just leave some carrots for the reindeer. It's nice. Remember that eight-legged freak? Yeah, Odin's horse that I told you back in the last one? Yeah, I have no idea if anybody left anything out for that thing. If it did, it was probably like an unborn child or something. I don't know. What do you feed a demon? I don't know, man. That sounds so terrifying to me. So during the Great Depression, good times, by the way, being facetious, parents encouraged their kids to leave out small snacks that they could afford for Santa. So they never just gave more than they could, but they did leave something out. All right. So this was a way to teach them the importance of giving to others and also showing appreciation for the gifts that they did receive, even if their own family was getting very little. But here's the caveat to that in my head. I feel like, yes, you are teaching those kids those things, but who the fuck is eating that? Listen, now, if you have any kids in the car, I'm about to say something. I don't want to ruin it for them. So go ahead and skip ahead like 3 seconds, okay? I'm going to say it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Because Santa's not real. So clearly the parents are eating these fucking treats. That they're getting extra shares of food pretending to be Santa. That ain't right. I'm just saying, fam. So really, the milk and cookie situation was just them bribing these magical beings, you know, not to destroy their lives. That's what this was. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm really glad that, like, Christmas traditions are a little bit more wholesome now. But back then, damn, it just seems like everybody was just trying to survive winter without angering the gods. That was the entire point of the holidays. if you want to call it that back then, I don't know. I mean, I guess that wasn't like super dark for this episode, but the Great Depression wasn't great. So, you know, that counts. I ain't gonna hold y'all. This one right here, I heard about it in passing, but it wasn't until I really dug into it that I found seething rage inside of my heart. Because in doing the research for this, I had to see a lot of shit that I just did not want. So happy holidays, by the way, everybody. Let's talk about Black Pete. Black Pete. So I was telling my dad about this, about last week's episode before I uploaded it. And I said, hey, I'm talking about the dark side of Christmas for this episode. And he's like, well, did you talk about Black Pete? And I said, who's that? And so he explained it to me. And I was like, oh, shit. So after I posted that episode, because I had already recorded it at that time, one of you guys in the comment section was like, hey, if you do a part two, you got to talk about Black Pete. So you and my dad were in the same boat. And so now we're about to piss off a lot of people. So you can thank my dad and this listener for this. All right. So I'm not going to lie. This one's a bit messy. So I'm going to do my best to share this bullshit with you in a clear, honest, and respectful way. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to tell you what happened. But oh, man, homeboy is definitely controversial. And then I'm damn, I think my tongue was too big for that word. That's crazy. I'm single, by the way. All right. Who is Black Pete? That was a lesbian joke. All right, so who is Black Pete? I'm already not wild about the name, if I'm being honest with you. Why he gotta be black, like, immediately? Because when you see the character that I'm about to show you in a moment, you're gonna understand that there is no misunderstanding of black. Let's move on to it. Black Pete, a.k.a. Suarte Piet, I think is how you say it, is a character from Dutch Christmas tradition. So the Dutch are to blame for this. It is a traditional annual holiday celebration in the Netherlands, Belgium, and other Low Countries. Let me say this better so it's more interesting to listen to. I'm just sharing my notes with you in the most I don't give a fuck tone. That's not what podcasts are made of. Let's do that again. It's a traditional annual holiday celebration in Netherlands, Belgium, and other Low Countries. Now, Black Pete's supposed to be St. Nicholas's helper in a way, showing up around December, around that time, to help hand out gifts like, and I'm going to do my best with this word, Kruidnoten. I don't know why I'm saying it like the Kruidnoten. Anyways, that's spiced cookies. I did the best I could. And sometimes threatened badass kids. So that is what Black Pete did. And where he came from is creepy and also the annoying part. Let's get to it. In the 19th century, a great time for people of color. Oh, God, if we could just go back. Again, being facetious, not really enjoying the current either. In the 19th century, writers described Black Pete as a servant slash helper, dressed in fancy clothes with dark skin, curly hair, and of course, big lips, speaking quote unquote broken language. A lot of historians say that he was based on, of course, old European ideas about servants from Africa. And they can call them servants, but we can just go ahead and call them what they are, slaves. And older folklore about demons or punishment figures that scares kids misbehaving. So that is the origin of why Black Pete was created. So, of course, when white folk dressed up as Black Pete, they use blackface. That was hella involved. Think minstrel show meets Renaissance. Not great. So they dressed themselves up in blackface, slapped on clown red lipstick, a curly wig, gold hoops, and a Renaissance outfit. So yeah, basically they got dressed up like a 19th century racist cartoon with a Christmas budget. Not happy about it. So yeah, that part didn't age well at all. Shout out to the 19th century introduction to the racist ass black characters created. Really glad that was a thing. Suarte Piet. aka Black Pete, was basically Santa's chaotic intern, entertaining kids, handing out cookies, and spying on behavior. So he was a snitch, and occasionally threatening to beat you with a stick and kidnap you in a large bag and take you to Spain. Now, let's talk about why people have a problem with him. Shocker. So for decades, people portrayed Black Pete in blackface. You know, face painted really dark, exaggerated features, wigs, all the shit. And they would say, oh, it's just tradition, but like in a Dutch accent or whatever the fuck. Also, I don't know how racism is traditional, but apparently it is. And I live in America, so I guess I would know. But baby, black folk, okay, and plenty of others were not having it. They're like, nah, y'all gotta stop dressing up as racism for the holidays. This is not how I want to celebrate. And they right. It's racist as fuck. I'm sorry. No, well, I don't know why I apologize. I am not sorry. So what's happening today with Black Pete? Well, there is a big debate in the Netherlands and beyond. And some people are defending it as culture and tradition. Yo, America, remember all that shit that we had to deal with? I'm not going to go into, you know, details, okay? Because this is not what this podcast is about. But, yeah, sounds familiar. And then you also have the side of people saying, you know, culture should not mean mocking black people. I don't think your culture should be mocking an entire race of people. It's a racist stereotype from the slavery era that never got retired. That's what this is. So I guess they decided to switch things up. So in order to get folks to calm down a bit, they switched him to Sooty Pete. Same outfit, natural skin, just a little chimney smudge instead of full black face with no exaggerated black features. Because clearly chimneys are dirty. A little soot on your face is fine. But you don't have to cover your entire face to make yourself look like nighttime. That is ridiculous. Now also, big brands, including Google, Netflix and Amazon and large cities switched it up as well, ditching the old racist ass version of Black Pete in any type of cinema that they may have that includes that. They're just trying to basically keep the tradition minus the racism. And honestly, I don't see a problem with this at all. Ah, colonial racism. I do like the fact that today in dealing with Black Pete, people are finally questioning it instead of just saying, well, that's just how it's always been. And here's the thing, just because something has always been that way does not make it right. Honestly, it just kind of feels like some people just really enjoy racism and getting to show that publicly. And honestly, to those people, I say, fuck you kindly, and I hope you have the day and days you deserve. Damn, I ain't gonna hold you. Christmas got a lot of skeletons in its festive-ass closet, y'all. All right, guys, it is time for our POC Excellence segment, and that is when I like to go ahead and celebrate people of color who are doing amazing and inspiring things. And sometimes the light is not shone on them. Shone? Let's shine that light. Coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Oluwamadupe, Oloyede, young lady, I am here for you. I'm going to give you these flowers, boo. And let me tell you why. Dupe is also what she goes by. She is the first female head drum major at FAMU. And she's from, guess what? Metro Atlanta. She's an Atlanta girl, a Georgia girl. So let's go ahead and talk about her for a second. And this is coming from at It's You ATL Instagram page. And it says here, when her whistle cuts through the air, the 340 member Marching 100 move as one. Dupe is the first female head drum major in Florida A&M Marching 100, and her sound marks a new chapter in the band's legacy. Homegirl is bringing it. She's 22 years old, and she has been intentional about how she presents herself. Go ahead, queen. One of her goals is actually to show young female musicians that they don't have to abandon their femininity while still honoring traditions that require band members to be uniform on the field. FAMU's band program is one of the most storied in the nation. Since its founding in 1946, the Marching 100 has performed everywhere from Prince's Super Bowl halftime show to President Biden's inauguration and the U.S. Open. So they are big, big time when it comes to marching bands. Okay, they don't play around. It's also been a long way from the band's genesis with only male performers. In 1951, Norma Solomon White became the first woman to join FAMU band, and she was not allowed to perform at halftime shows. She could only play her baritone during selections in the stands. So the fact that they went from this in 1951 to 2025, this young lady Dupe becoming literally just like head drum major, that's awesome. That is awesome. I hate the fact, again, I've mentioned this before, every time there's a first female something in 2025, I'm still like, really? Really? But I am so proud of her. Young lady, here are your flowers. So also, this is great. This is like a photo of Dupe and Miss Norma White having a photo together. And it says here, during homecoming week, a bench on campus was dedicated to Miss Norma White, and the band performed at a celebration in her honor. She posed for a photo with Dupe, smiling behind her. And this is a quote coming from Miss Norma, from Miss White. It says here, to think that from 1951 until now, we have a girl who's head drum major. That is so exciting, White said. And it shows how our world has changed. And it's actually a really beautiful photo. So I guess we have two women of color that we are handing their flowers to today. Listen, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's Christmas. It ain't what it used to be. Thank God. Professionally silly life rules. I want to go ahead and shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast, whatever platform that you're using. And of course, rate and review pretty, please, especially on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I cannot tell you how important that is, and it has been helpful. So thank you so much for those who are taking the time to do that. If you're watching this podcast on YouTube right now, click that thumbs up button, subscribe, and make sure you engage down below and leave some comments. Down below in the show notes or the description box, you can find the ways that you can follow my other social medias. They are all down there below in my link tree. Follow me there. TikTok, Instagram, all the things. And both of my YouTube channels, it can all be found there. Podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. Or you can go ahead and check out the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook as well. Email me if you would like to share anything with me. It's professionallysilly@gmail.com. Everything is spelled correctly. Or you can go ahead and send me a text or call my Google Voice number. Leave a message, 805-664-1828. My P.O. Box is down below in the show notes too. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. I ain't gonna hold you. I would like a handwritten letter. That'd be dope. What? Hell yeah. Once again, I'm your Audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. What if aliens are racist? Hear me out. I've never heard anyone black say that they've been abducted. Okay. I mean, it's possible, but I ain't never heard of it. Or are they not abducting us because they already feel bad enough for us and they don't need to know more? Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time, that was just so left field. I needed something to leave you with and I just made that shit up. Anyways, until next time you decide to tune in. Peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.